You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Hamilton Judo Club today, and we're joined by 13-year-old Daniel, who will tell us a little bit about, if you can't guess, about judo. And Daniel, I have heard that you've been doing judo for quite a few years now.
Yes, since 2017, so that's about 7 years now.
What got you into judo in the first place?
Well, so there was this like kind of like class they had at my school where people that ran a judo club came to the school and held a wee class, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and when you went back to the classes over the years, did you find that it was quite easy to do the movements, or was it hard?
I thought it was quite good because I really enjoyed learning everything. It was really interesting to me, and it is my favourite sport now, so...
Oh, wow. You do other sports?
No.
So it's just the main one. You really focused here. Judo's the thing, right?
Yeah. I'm not a very sporty kind of person, if I'm being honest. I don't really do a lot of sports apart from judo.
Hey, one is more than enough.
Yes.
I'm already so impressed. You know what? Yeah. I tried judo when I was 10, right? And I was so sore and so bruised after the first few lessons, I chickened out. I left after 4 weeks. Are you disappointed in me?
Not really. I mean, I guess. I mean, my brother also chickened out and went to the dark side of Taekwondo.
So is judo the better sport?
Yes, obviously.
Well, I've heard that you've recently had some really great success at the British School VI Championships.
Yes. This year I won a bronze medal. And last year I won a silver medal. So I've been going for it for a couple of years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it? How is it different going to a championship versus doing a lesson?
There's people watching, that's the main difference.
Does it make you nervous, or do you find it's okay?
Not really, I just concentrate on who I'm fighting.
I want to talk a little bit about happiness and mental health and well-being, because Mental Health Awareness Week takes place in May. And I guess a question I have to you is, when you do judo, do you feel like it makes you happy, it brings joy to your life?
Naturally. Every session I go away, I'm absolutely happy. I mean, when I'm leaving judo, I mean, I'm not actually that happy, but that's mostly just because I'm leaving.
Oh, have you ever been to a class or went to a class on a day where maybe you were having a bad day, or you were tired or sad or any other emotion, and did it help you? Did you feel better at the end of it?
Every Wednesday, which is quite a curious coincidence since I have music on a Wednesday.
Oh, you don't like music?
No.
But I guess judo's the thing that it gets you through it.
Yeah.
Would you encourage other kids to try judo as well?
Yes, definitely, because judo is, in my opinion, the best sport there is. It's really fun, it's quite active and physical, so I mean, if you do a couple of sessions a week like I do, you don't really need to do much else. Well, that's my opinion. Others may have different opinions.
You have a visual impairment. Would you mind telling us what it is?
It's nystagmus.
Nystagmus.
And,
does it affect how you do judo much, or...?
No, not really. Not at all, actually.
Mm.
I can see pretty well, but obviously I don't know what it's compared to full vision, since you can't compare two things if you don't know what the second thing is.
You just have your own experience to go by. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Would you encourage other kids that maybe, like, you have nystagmusm and they're like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to do a sport, maybe I'm a bit worried, like, if I'm wearing glasses, maybe they'll go flying, is that...
I mean, I have sports goggles, like, more glasses-shaped goggles, so they stay in my head and they're a bit more sturdy.
Nice.
Yeah, one time when I was doing judo with glasses, I forgot to put my goggles on and they got sat on.
Oh!
No matter, no, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not what your mum thought. She's having a bit of a laugh at us in the background on that one.
Yes, I can see that.
What's your favourite memory about judo?
Honestly, the first session I ever had, it was amazing because my friend and I were partners. We were throwing each other. And another time, when my judo club actually came to my primary school in P7, I had to hold down my friend. We were mainly just meant to like sit on them, but obviously I had to do a hold down on him. And the teacher, not the general coach, and the teacher said, Daniel, please refrain from them. And Finn, he might be held there until this Christmas. There was no way he was getting out.
What is it about judo that's so special to you?
It's just that it feels like quite natural to do. Like some other sports I do feel like really unnatural to me. So, for example, like football, I just hated because it felt so weird to me. Not helped by in school PE ball hitting me square in the face.
Oh gosh.
That put me off of football for life.
I think that would put everyone off football for life.
Just hate football.
What aspirations do you have for judo for the next few years? Do you have any dreams?
To keep competing in the British and hopefully just keep practicing and getting better at it. That's the main thing.
Now, Daniel, I've heard you are also part of the youth volunteer team, and in fact, we're actually meeting today during one of the sessions that you volunteer at. Would you mind telling us how you got involved with it and why you got involved with
it? I just, heard about it and I was just, keen to do it because I thought it might be quite a good idea to do it because at the end of the day, it's just me helping out the judo club, which I think is a really good thing because it's, a really good club. I just really enjoyed it when I went there for the first time, so I just kind of stuck with it.
I believe I actually saw you at the Have a Go Day from British Blind Sport in Glasgow a few months ago. You were helping out with that one as well. Was it a fun event?
Yeah, it was a great event.
Were you tired after? It was a long day.
Not really tired, I would say. I was exhausted, but it wasn't sleepy kind of tired. It was more physically exhausted.
Ah, fair enough. What are some other things you enjoy doing that bring you happiness?
Playing video games in particular. The Legend of Zelda games, Minecraft with my friends. Enjoy drawing and creating artwork. Quite a lot of the time based on video games as well. Especially sketches. I really enjoy that because it's quite creative. I enjoy going to Scouts as well.
Yeah, what do you learn at the Scouts? Life skills? Survival?
Knots. I'm quite good at knots. We also play quite a lot of games like Team Dodgeball. Pretty much a master of Team Dodgeball.
There you go, you have another sport you're good at then. It's not just judo, it's dodgeball.
It's more of a scout game than a sport, I would say. From what I know, it's not a recognised sport.
I feel like it should be. Chess is a sport.
Aye, chess is a sport. I also enjoy esports.
Ah, that will be all my questions now.